Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Miss Unbelievable, the Soul of Me Speaks author. Hi, welcome to Karma Cafe, where you can lay on our couch so we can hood solve your problems. Tune in as we get it popping to help you vent. We got some topics. We got some who's bumping who. We got the Soul of Me Speaks speaking. Y'all, it's about to be lit tonight, so I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready to lay down on this couch and share and let us help you out. Here's the number, 563-999-3411. Press 1 if you want me to help you out. I got the Monstars coming on pretty soon, but until then, here is Krishana. She took over Takeover Tuesday a couple weeks ago, and she laid that track black. So tonight, if anything, I want you to be blessed tonight. Here we go. Krishana, bless. Let's get it. Let's go. Y'all ready? Karma Cafe.
Joy in my life has made me brand new. You're the one I long for. You're my best friend. Everything you've given, Lord, you live within.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Strength in my bones, you're the air that I breathe, you're the healer of my soul,
you have set me free.
Nothing that I've done made you be good to me, 'cause I was so wrong, still you saved me.
I love you,
love you,
I love you. Down my face.
Yeah, that was Krishana. Blessed. And y'all know we are all blessed. So at that water cooler, just look at folks and say, you know what? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. All right. Well, tonight we are talking about solving some hood problems, or if you want to put somebody on blast, just call us up. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. So tonight, I want you to know, this is from the Solemnly Speaks. She's speaking, and she wants you to know you have a fire in your belly for something. You are adding fuel to the fire by stressing your perspective of what you will and can accomplish. Write your goals down. Set a time. Reach them. Set milestones. Do it weekly. Do it daily. Do it monthly. Just don't stop. It's up to you to feel the burning desire to win at all costs. This will be comfortable for a moment, but don't let that get you down, and don't let doubt creep in. Repeat and affirm yourself for all situations. Go ahead. Reach your talents. Reach your goals. Reach your dreams. Release it at all costs. Release it out in the air so you can hear it. Write it down so you can see it and walk it out so you can believe it. Verbalize everything so you can achieve it. Make it real. Make it possible. Make it reality. Make it yours. And I'm about to put some Charlie Wilson. I'm blessed. Let's get it. Let's go. Karma Cafe.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Never, there's a blessing coming. And when they do through all the party and the nonsense, just
Yeah, are y'all blessed at the water cooler? Well, guess what? We blessed, but there is some people that's having some issues. And you know who those people are? Those people are who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Also known as the gossip hotline with us. So guess who we got on the chopping block for tonight? Gayle King. Did y'all hear what Gayle King did? Nicki Minaj. And, you know, we got some good things that's going down with Vanessa Bryant. Y'all know that tragic situation that went down. And Rich the Kid. Boy, some of these folks, I'm telling you, they need a woosah. Or they about to get 30 days or more. So, y'all, I'm going to start with Rich the Kid. He may be getting some 30 days. Now, don't y'all go do this. Because, you know, we got to be smart half the time. But Rich the Kid is being sued by managers. They say you owe us $3.5 million. Y'all, we talking $3.5 million. Who got that kind of money? Who got that kind of money? I told y'all about how I feel like people be wasting money. These folks be wasting money. So Rich the Kid is stiffing his management company out of millions, so they claim, in this new lawsuit. The rapper's rep over at Blueprint Artist Management are suing him, claiming he fell way short of the obligation to pay them under their contract. Now, y'all already know, Doc Optain says the company is suing him for $3.5 million. Rich the Kid says he was stuck with this deal that he didn't agree with on May 24th, 2017. Blueprint claims that Rich hasn't kept his end of the bargain, although they have repeatedly asked him to pay up no dough. Blueprint are suing him for breach of contract, of course, wants Rich to fork over what is owed. We reached out, no word. So it's almost like if you owe somebody some money, y'all better pay him because they're going to come back for your behind real quick, and they ain't going to stop until they get their dollars, y'all. So understand, if you owe somebody, don't be like, oh, I'm going to give it back to you when I can or when I feel like it or when it's convenient. If you owe somebody, I'm telling you now, give them their money. It's not fair for you to just be sitting there holding on to somebody's dollars. It's not fair for you to be sitting there not paying them back. And then when they ask you, you sitting there like, what? I don't owe you nothing. Or they have that famous saying, if I owe you something, you'll always want some money or have some money or need some money. No, you didn't say that when you asked for it. You didn't say that when you needed it. And I'm pretty sure Rich didn't say that when they was giving him the money. But $3.5 million, that's a lot of money. So let's just say, did he really get what he bargained for? Half the time we don't get what we're bargaining for. But that's all good. Just understand, if you owe somebody, pay them. If they owe you, you got to do what you got to do. And that's either go get your money or sue. Not always the best thing, but it is a solution. Right? Right. So, y'all know Nicki Minaj had a feud with Meek Mill. Now, Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj was once a couple, but now Nicki's married. Nicki is feeling regretful after a nasty exchange of outrageous allegations from her ex, Meek Mill, and she says she's given herself a stern talking to yet again. The rapper was speaking at Wednesday's Polestar event in Beverly Hills just after hours before beefing with Meek Mill when she addressed the heated social media outburst. Y'all know how I feel about making social media outbursts. She framed her answer as advice for up-and-coming artists, saying it's important to ignore the small stuff and keep your eye on the bigger picture. And specifically, in her case, put out music and shut the hell up. Clearly, Nicki Minaj didn't practice what she was preaching when she called her ex a clown and accused him of being a woman beater after Meek apparently disrespected her husband, Kenneth Petty, by liking a meme about him. Nicki says, if she could do it all over again, she wouldn't have fought the urge to go on the attack and suggest every time she does something like that, 5 minutes later, she wouldn't, she hadn't. But she's not for the one for excuses or backtracking. She tells the crowd, you live and you learn. But running into him kind of made her feel a certain kind of way. So tell me, people, call in and talk with me. Have you ever dealt with somebody, like for real, and they get on that nerve? And you be like, man, I got to say something. But it don't always work out that way. And after you say it, you be like, dang, I shouldn't have said that. I should have just kept my mouth closed. That's almost those times that, you know, we get ourselves at the water cooler or getting 30 days because it's always a matter of what we clowning and we going off and we snapping and we got our head going, we got our eyes rolling, and we got everything going, and we giving out our energy. And as queens, we laying our crown at peasant's feet. Man, and then you thinking about it, now this peasant done got your crown. Now they twirling it in their hand. They doing whatever they want to do with your crown, and you can't get it back until later. And that's if you ever get that back. Man, stop wasting your time on stuff like that. I'm just serious because they ain't trying to do right. One person got to be the bigger person. And I'm telling you, it's not always easy to be a bigger person. But in some chances and at some points, you got to, because if you don't, you're going to be sitting at home talking about, dang, I shouldn't have did that. And I'm telling you, it takes one person to make sure that you can change situations. It takes you as that one person not to say nothing. That's why you got to understand where you are and how you got to just ignore things. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break. I got some more who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I got a couple topics as well. And, y'all, I guess it's just me tonight. The Soul of Me speaks. So rock with me. Join with me. We about to have some more fun on Karma Cafe, where you can join in, dial 563-999-3411, and join the conversation with me. I'll be looking forward, but if not, let's rock it on out with me, Miss Unbelievable, E dot to the K. The Soul of Me speaks, a proud sponsor of Monsters Radio, Monstar Radio. Here we go. Big Sean featuring Kanye West, John Legend. One man can change the world. Y'all believe that? I do. Let's get it.
Make it on your own, and if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing, that one man could change the world. One man could change the world. All I wanted was $100 million and a bad chick. Imagine this on Muslim nights, it felt like that I had it. Back on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, try connecting dots, but it's all making those attachments. I'm talking dreaming so hard, some nights it felt like draft day, you know? My stepbrother used to flip them bags outside the crib like it was trash day. No Kim K, but he bagged, yeah, yeah. But when you're getting fast money, slow down, don't crash. With all the drive in the world, swear you still need gas. Look, think about it. Close your eyes, dream about it. Tell your team about it. Go make $1 million schemes about it. Success is on the way, I feel it in the distance. Used to look up at the stars and be like, ain't too much that's different. I be shining, they be shining. Get you one shot, don't you miss it. What you know by waking up every day like you on a mission? And I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope and it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, the pretty and everything. $1 million cribs, have $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. One man could change the world. One man could change the world. grandma told me if you write your name in stone, you'll never get the white out. I grinded out that black hole, then performed up at the White House, standing next to Jim Carrey. We traded stories and laughed. I said, you're not the only one I know got rich wearing masks. Where I'm from, I swear they broke. They need way more than the cash. We need more than what you have, and then we need more than that. But how I'm supposed to say I'm tired if that girl from West Virginia came up in conditions that I couldn't survive? Went to war, came back alive. On top of that, became a female black captain. When being black, you had the extra, extra try. Way before James Brown made us proud. She bought a crib on the same street as Marvin Gaye, right there on how to drive. And she taught me how to drive. And she raised the kids, then the kids' kids. And she did it right. Taught me how to love, taught me not to cry. When I die, I hope you teach me how to fly. All my life, you've been that angel in the sky. Saying, I hope you learn to make it on your own. If you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, $7 million dreams. When you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing, that one man can change the world. One man can change the world.
Yeah, one man can change the world. And we all know that that one man that is in our hearts that changed the world was Kobe Bryant. And his, in that tragic time that he left us, and you know how he left us, you know, will always stay on our hearts. And his daughter and the other people that was on the plane with him, you know, it's a tragic thing. And, you know, that's why we are blessed. That's why this show is called Blessed Tonight, because we're blessed. And at that water cooler, you got to tell them, because Vanessa Bryant, she's blessed, but she's in pain as well. So, but in the process, Vanessa Bryant, Gianna Jersey was in retirement. So proud of you, Macasita. She was number two. That was her jersey number. Vanessa just shared the scene from Gianna's jersey retirement ceremony at her private school. Vanessa says, "My Gigi, I love you. I miss you. You taught us all that no act of kindness is ever too small. Mommy is still and will always be proud of you, Mamacita." Vanessa just made a new post about Gianna saying, "My Gianna, God, I miss you. I've been so lucky to have woken up to see your gorgeous face and amazing smile for 13 years. Wish you had been more until my last breath. Mama loves you to the moon and back. Infinity plus one. Mamacita, miss you so much." That's Vanessa Bryant posting about Kobe Bryant, remembering him on social media as a loving husband and the best dad. Vanessa went to Instagram on Wednesday to post about her husband, referring to Kobe as my best friend and saying she missed all of the funny, sweet, little things he would do during the marriage. Miss you, saying, "Bonjour, princess. Vanessa wrote, referring to Kobe's ability to speak Italian, which, as you guys know, that I didn't do that right because I don't know how to speak Italian. But moving on. My best friend, the best daddy. Miss you so much. Handsome, sweet, funny, silly, loving husband. Bonjour." Vanessa also posted a clip from a recent interview on Extra, interview in which Kobe was asked to name his best friend. And guess what? He responded, "My wife." Just a few days ago, Vanessa posted a painting of her daughter, Gianna Bryant, dressed up in the Lakers gear and wrote, "Seeing my baby girl smile and happy again with a basketball under her arm, wrapped in hearts, love just warmed my heart. Thank you for this. Thank you, my Gigi." Kobe and Gianna passed away January 26th. We're told the Bryant family is working on putting together a public memorial for them, but nothing is set in stone. And see, that's one thing to know. When you got that one, all you can say and all you can know is you're blessed. So I got this song by Daniel Caesar, Blessed. Y'all mixing it up a little bit tonight. I got my spoken word. I got music. I got who's up and who's getting fat. But we got it all for you. And like I said before, we got some topics that's going to hit you. Stay tuned. Here's Daniel Caesar, Blessed. Because Gianni and Vanessa and Kobe Bryant knew that they were blessed. And they had a love just like this.
Everywhere that I go, everywhere that I be, if you were not surrounding me with your energy, I don't wanna be there, don't wanna be anywhere, any place that I can feel you. I just wanna be near you. And yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. Oh. Sometimes it gets unhealthy. We can't be by ourselves. We will always need each other. Yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. I just want you to know that if I could, I swear I'd go back. Make everything all better. Ooh. It's the things that you say, it's the way that you pray. Pray on my insecurities. I know you feel in me. I know sometimes I do wrong. I hear the words of this song. When I go, I don't stay gone for long. I know what's going on. And yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. Sometimes it gets unhealthy. We can't be by ourselves. We'll always need each other. And yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. I just want you to know that if I could, I swear I'd go back. Make everything all better. Ooh. And I'm coming back home to you. And I'm coming back home to you. I'm coming back home. I'm coming back home to you. I'm coming back home. I'm coming back home. With you, sometimes it gets unhealthy. We can't be by ourselves. We'll always need each other. Yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. I just want you to know that if I could, I swear I'd go back, make everything all better.
Karma Cafe. Yes. Blessed. And I'm pretty sure that when you have that one, you're blessed. But y'all, everybody can be blessed, but we can be messing up too. And that person who messed up, Charlotte Gayle King. CBS has her back. But everybody's outraged over her interview she had with Lisa Leslie over Kobe Bryant's clip. Now, I'm going to share this on our Monstar page, but y'all know it was about Gayle King asking Lisa Leslie, the legend, after he died, about his sexual charge that was against him years ago. Okay? LeBron James chimed in and said, and spoke in Lisa Leslie's defense, "We're going to protect Lisa Leslie at all costs." He added, "She's a real superhero. Sorry she had to go through this bull. We are worst enemies. Mamba for life." A representative for CBS, now they're cleaning up, tells TMZ Gayle conducted a thoughtful, wide-range interview with Lisa Leslie about the legacy of Kobe. And an excerpt was posted that did not reflect the nature and tone of the interview. "We are addressing the internal process that led to this, and changes have been made, but it's too late." Let me keep reading. Let me hold on to my comments. Gayle King says she's mortified, embarrassed, and very angry. She was going nuclear on her own CBS network for releasing an interview clip with Kobe Bryant's good friend Lisa Leslie, in which King asked about Kobe's rape case, claiming CBS simply did her dirty. Here's the deal. Earlier this week, CBS released a teaser clip from King's big interview with the WNBA star, in which she asked if Bryant's legacy is complicated because of the sexual case that happened in 2003. Y'all, were in 2020. King received a ton of backlash online for people who claimed the question was insensitive, inappropriate, unnecessary, including 50 Cent and Vivica Fox. In a video she made Thursday morning, Gayle admitted she had been reading the tidal wave of the negative comments on social media and it's been driving her crazy. "I know that if I had seen the clip that you've seen, extremely angry with me too," King said. She continued, "I'm mortified. I'm embarrassed. I'm angry. Unbeknownst to me, my network put a clip from a very wide-range interview, totally taken out of context, and when you see it that way, it's very jarring. It's jarring to me. I didn't even know anything about it." King says the sexual assault question was only a small part of a larger conversation about Kobe's life. And she felt it was inappropriate to ask that question at that time. "We talked about the court case because that court case has also came up, and I wanted to get Lisa's take on it as a friend who knew him well, what she thought, where that she stood on that situation. It was very powerful when she looked at me in the eyes as a member of the media to say it's time for the media to leave it alone and to back off. I felt really good about the interview so far. The network to take the most salacious part was taken out of context, and it put up for the people who didn't see the whole interview. It's very upsetting to me, and that sometimes and something I'm dealing with and have to go through. They were being very insensitive about that. Now I feel CBS and all the other places know how to get under African-American skin, and that is to put out things that is going to do shame or shaming. We should already know and be ashamed of ourselves. And we as people should be outraged, but Gayle should have thought about asking that question because she already knew that there was a motive behind that, even that question even being in her interviewing question. If you want to know that, ask that offline. Don't be asking that question in an interview and he ain't here yet to defend himself. This man has overshadowed and overcome and uplifted so many. And I am not trying to downplay the rape case that happened in 2003 and now we're in 2020. He was young. He was dumb. He done something that he wasn't supposed to do. But don't we all? We all have a past. We all have something that we are ashamed of. But we can't keep blaming and shaming others when they do something wrong or have done something wrong. We ain't went in y'all closet, CBS, and started probing and poking So, Gail, you should know by now, when you do your interviews, come correct and stop letting them use you as the token to get unnecessary, inappropriate, and rude comments from other people, especially when they passed away. Gail, yep, you're outraged, but Gail, you should know better. You should know better. We don't roll like that. And I'm going to need you to learn how to roll with the punches with us and take the hit. It may hit your pockets. It may hit something else. But you done gave everyone who is a Kobe supporter or even who is not a Kobe supporter and who's just a supporter of what's right and who's blessed, anxiety. You done created something that shouldn't have been created for Vanessa. This is a time where she needs to mourn, a time to be blessed, a time to heal, and not have inappropriate conversations like that. So, again, watch what you say, because it can and will affect people. But know this, Vanessa will get over it, and so will we. Think again, think twice. That's who's bumping who, who's getting fat. News for today. And this gentleman took over Takeover Tuesday as well, along with Kiana Cook, who's doing her queen paint coming up. So hopefully she'll come on and take over Tuesday. You guys can come on the show, take it over. We will, that's Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, and tonight, Comma Cafe, and tomorrow we will have Friday Night Live, and we can't forget about Monsters Monday. And to have all those shows, The Soul of Me Speak, author, that's me, Miss Unbelievable. You can find all my information on the Monstar page, Monster US Apparel. They're a proud sponsor. If you want something that's flashy and it's all your own, Monster Apparel, Picasso Painting, inside, outside. If you need some painting done, Picasso Painting, Elite Clay Management. They're not doing management, but they are doing music. So, like I said, hit us up on the Monstar page. We will answer all your questions because we about that life. So, and we at the water cooler talking about how we get down and how we make things happen. So, right now, I'm about to play Rude Kid, the reggae rapper, and I'm about to play How We Roll because y'all know what? We roll. We roll. In Karma Cafe, we roll. Yes. You can hit us up, 563-999-3411, press 1, or guess what? Just roll with us on this song.
Jam, go, oh, we roll, rich and free. Drop, drop, feel it, head and breathe. The sun can give me girl in a belly. Live life exclusively. Garden, on we roll, rich and free. Regular, we drive the latest speed. Regular, we take shopping trees. Live life exclusively. Garden, exclusive flex, exclusive flow. Exclusive sex, exclusive dough. Exclusive sex, exclusive dough. Art exclusive, you know. Exclusive dress, exclusive clothes. Exclusive blessed, exclusive with exclusive chest and exclusive toes. None of my exclusive old. Yo, exclusive songs, exclusive shows. Exclusive songs get thrown at the shows. Backstage girls do exclusive blows. From girl exclusive, y'all know. Then again, oh, we roll, rich and free. We dropped up in the Caribbean breeze. And suntan with me girl in a belly. Live life exclusively. Then again, oh, we roll, rich and free. Regular, we drive the latest team. Regular, we take shopping trees. Live life exclusively. Exclusive you, exclusive me. Exclusive E, exclusive G. Excuse me, exclusive me. But I'm just exclusive G. With exclusive B's and exclusive G's. Exclusive ice below 0 degrees. Exclusive nights and shopping trees. Exclusive flights to the West Indies. Checking exclusive hotel suites. Sons and exclusive from the stands of Belize. Exclusive girls in a 2 and 3s. While you were exclusive ORGs. Oh, we roll, rich and free. Drop top, feel it, dark and breeze. Sons and give me gal in a belly. Live life exclusively.
can hit that beat. Regular with that shopping spree. Live life exclusively. Exclusive talk, exclusive walk. Exclusive spark, exclusive mark. Exclusive, a man of my own art. Exclusive, the gal does love my body part. Yo,
she just really love my body.
Ring, exclusive bling, exclusive mark from Converse, from King, a Japanese thing, exclusive to wear my ring. I guess it's just exclusive thing. Yeah, I know them. Oh, we wool, rich and breeze. Drop top with the Caribbean breeze. The sun tan with Miguel in a belly. Live life exclusively. Damn dog. Oh, we wool.
Hey, it has roots here, the reggae rap intro. So, yes, y'all can catch him on our archive shows on the MonStarRadio.com page. We got several stuff hitting over there. So hit us up. That is a place where you can connect with the Monstars. Now, let's hit on this topic. The soul of me speaks wants to know, do you agree? Life isn't about it finding it yourself. It's about creating yourself. Do you agree? When you find yourself inside of who you are, it's like, oh, okay. Because when you got to find something, that means you're always consistently searching for something. And then if you don't find it, then you begin to stop and you don't think about doing it anymore, right? But if you're about creating yourself, you're never going to stop because you're always going to put pieces together. You're always going to be like, what else can I do? How else can I see it into myself? How else can I create abundance for your life? So in Solomon Speaks, one of my books, this is how I'm telling you about and I'm helping you and encouraging you to create something in yourself. Expect the best from yourself, from your mate, from your friends, from your family, and everyone around you. The best of you helps with the quality and quantity of your life. You deserve the best. Reach for it and believe in it. When you show love and love is all around you, you're living your best life. So don't stop. See, if you're finding yourself, you will stop trying to live your best life. But if you're creating yourself, you will want to live your best life. You will yearn to live your best life. Love conquers all. So if you love yourself, you don't have to stop finding yourself. You can create yourself because in the creating, you will find everything that you need. When your life is fulfilled, you naturally open the gift. You take care of the gift and consider yourself blessed. That's why I call this the Blessed Show, because in your blessings, you're creating every good work out of you. You're creating yourself in everything you do. And in the creation, you're finding every source of energy to keep creating. So life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. Continue to enrich your life and love. Expect nothing. Because if you expect something, then you're going to start looking in yourself and be like, I don't have that to offer. But if you create it in yourself, you will have something to offer. Continue to take care of the gift and consider yourself blessed. Continue to enrich your life with love and happiness and joy and peace and understanding. Continue to expect nothing but want everything. Know that your needs are met by God and your wants are met by you. Share your gift. Enrich someone's life and create abundance. Because once you create abundance, once you create yourself, once you know yourself, once you embrace yourself, you begin to grow into who you are. Don't ever stop looking to see who you are and what you can create and become. Because creation is how you were created. Creating is how you know that you can paint, know that you can sing, know that you can draw. Know that you can be a doctor. Know that you can be anything that you want to be. And if you got to find that, you would get discouraged, and anxiety and discomfort and fear would come in. Y'all know that fear and faith, they don't mix. That's like oil and water. You're going to hate one and love the other, or you're going to just live in one and refuse to live out the other. But if you live in fear, you'll always be finding yourself. If you live in faith, you allow that faith to create and continue creating and continue creating and continue creating. We get so scared when you got to create yourself because you'll be automatically think, oh, I can't do it. Absolutely you can. You can do whatever you put your mind to. You can always, always fail, but then get back up again and do something else because you're creating in the process. You're creating how you can live out everything that you are designed to have. So knowing that, put all your pieces together, hold them up, keep holding them up, and don't let no one put them down. When you let someone put them down, then you're looking for somebody else's expectations for you. When you don't, you straight because you're holding yourself down. So you don't need no one to hold you but you. You don't need no one to come get you but you. And once you do that, you're destined for greatness. See, we had another topic. But I'm going to wait till tomorrow. But I want you to, and I said we were going to do it today. That was yesterday and Wednesday, and I was so excited about doing it. But I said, you know what, I'm going to wait till tomorrow because I want to see if y'all will comment. So comment on the Monstar page. This is the question, and I'm going to read your answers online. Some anxiety is a part of growing. It's an emotion that comes from being out of your comfort zone. Try to enjoy those emotions. It's a sign of your evolving, and that's where you will be able to create out of that. But I'm not going to speak on that as much. I got this song I want y'all to hear, and if you know what, Miss Unbelievable, it's got y'all listen to a whole bunch. So I'm going to play two songs. We got a few minutes. It's a back-to-back by Afro B, and the first one is Hold Me, and the second one is Juana. All right, let's go, y'all. This is about being blessed, having fun, enjoying yourself, and creating a you that recognizes you and loves you. Here we go, y'all.
Cafe. Don't fight the love, let go and trust, only us, yeah. Baby, tell me what you see, yeah, when you look at me, yeah. Go tell me, go tell me, cause when I look into your eyes, baby, I just wanna take you down, I just want you by my side, baby. I just want you in my life, yeah. I want you to hold me like you love me like you hold me. Be my closest homie, girl. I want you to hold me like you love me like you hold me. Be my closest homie.
Up my brain when you hold up my waist, you make me go insane, babe. Ooh, I love the way you love me, yeah. Give your all to me, I love you constantly. This is where I wanna be. Give you all of me.
When I look into your eyes, baby, I just wanna take you down. I just want you by my side. Baby, I just want you in my life, yeah. I want you to hold me like you love me like you hold me. Be my closest homie, girl. I want you to hold me like you.
busy tonight.
My
Joanna, make you know that don't mean tonight.
Ooh.
Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh. Hey, life, hey.
Why you do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Why you do me like
that? Hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey. How you gonna play me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Oh, 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 DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Hey, DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Joanna, your busy body busy tonight.
Matt,
Joanna, make it know that don't mean tonight.
Ooh.
Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh. Hey, life, hey.
How you do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
How you do me like
that? Hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. 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 Why you do me just like that? I go give you all my loving. Love me too, I love you back. Joanna, you be the man damn sugar. Man damn sugar. Oh, hey.
Ooh.
Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby.
Mad.
Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby.
Ooh.
Big package, hey. How do I manage? Hey, you gon' make me turn savage. Hey, body cause damage. Hey,
Joanna,
Joanna.
How you do me like
hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Oh, 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 DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Hey, DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho?
Give it to them, hey, hey, hey. Give it to them.
We live, y'all.
Give it to them, hey, hey,
y'all
hey.
Y'all painting. Y'all dancing.
Give it to them.
Y'all creating.
Give it to them.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
It's all about that cruising to doing. Karma Cafe, giving you something to groove to when you creating that self, that live thing inside you. All right, so the Soul of Me Speaks got one more thing of inspiration to spread to y'all from the Soul of Me Speaks. It's called Listen with Intention, and it goes with creating yourself from the topic. It goes with tonight being blessed. It goes with everything. Listen with intention. Every day, our spirit softly whispers messages to our subconsciousness. We can empower ourselves or suppress ourselves with our internal thoughts. Often, we don't notice the negative messages because we have listened and believed the negative messages we tell ourselves. The negative messages have become a bad habit that takes over your entire thought process. And that's what happens when you're trying to find yourself. The negative message has become a bad habit. Our inner monologue repeats these messages until they are planted so deep that we begin to believe them without letting them go or recognizing it's killing our mind, our spirit, our soul, and our body. The negative and the positive message we send to ourselves takes root. It is up to you to water the right message. Anytime you feel down, annoyed, or hesitant, speak life into yourself. Create a new thought pattern and mindset within yourself. Listen to your inner monologue saying, don't limit yourself. Create, create, create. I am Miss Unbelievable. And I am a proud sponsor of Monsters Radio. The Solomon Speaks wants you always to be inspired and encouraged. Tonight's show for Karma Cafe has been blessed. So as you lay on my couch and listen to me, I want you to always know, creating yourself a clean heart and renewing yourself a clean spirit, so that every day you can wake up being inspired, living life, and never giving up, finding yourself, believing in yourself, and loving yourself. I had fun, y'all, tonight. I'm going to leave y'all with Common, with Glory. So enjoy. Be blessed. And tomorrow, Friday Night Live, with nothing but live music, I'm going to have you rocking and grooving. Thank you for listening, and good night. Karma Cafe.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,